United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkey's trade halt with Israel will continue until a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is secured, as well as unhindered humanitarian aid flow to the region, Turkey's trade minister said on Friday. Turkey stopped all exports and imports from Israel on Thursday. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and promised £3 billion, or $3.74 billion, of annual military aid for Ukraine on Thursday.
We are thankful to your government and to Prime Minister and Minister also of Defense for supporting this last package, military support for Ukrainian soldiers.
Presidential Press Service released video of the meeting on Friday. Britain's top diplomat celebrated the release of a long-delayed $60 billion aid package by the U.S. Congress. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said his troops had taken control of 547 square kilometers of territory this year in what he called Russia's quote-unquote new regions, a reference to four Ukrainian regions that Moscow says it has annexed. Shoigu, in remarks on Friday to senior military commanders, said Ukrainian forces were retreating all along the front line and Russian troops were breaking what he called a network of Ukrainian strongholds. Friday marks day 11 of former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Donald Trump returned to court in New York, taking the stand today. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. Judge Juan Marchand, who's not yet ruled on Thursday's contempt hearing, started off by clarifying that Trump's gag order does not prohibit him from testifying. Speaking before the session, the former president clarified his understanding of the gag order, reversing himself on statements he had made to that effect Thursday.
The gag order is not to testify. The gag order stops me from talking about people and responding when they say things about me.
The Republican presidential candidate has pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover up the true nature of payments. I'm Jennifer King.
Humanitarian organization Save the Children says more than 140,000 people in the Malawian town of Manaka, including 80,000 children, face malnutrition and disease due to a blockade by Islamic State-linked insurgents. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
In a statement this week, Save the Children said that unless aid gets to Manaka communities soon, the area could see many deaths in the coming months. The London-based organization said some of its workers who went to assess the population's needs had been trapped for more than 3 weeks. The blockade in Manaka follows a siege in Timbuktu that began last August and has trapped more than 136,000 people, 74,000 of them children. In Timbuktu, however, some aid supplies are able to reach people in need, according to Save the Children. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Indonesian government will permanently relocate almost 10,000 residents after a series of explosive eruptions of the Ruang volcano has raised concerns about the dangers of residing on the island in the future, a minister said on Friday. About 9,800 people live on Ruang Island, but in recent weeks all residents have been forced to evacuate after the mountain has continued to spew lava and columns of ash kilometers into the sky. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1.
Yeah, boy, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on.